These are the letters. First from Luann Steinhauer from Allentown, Pennsylvania. She is commenting on the May Grounded in Grace column. I felt such empathy when I read Angela Kebeb's article, Already Whole. As Christians, we need to do something to ease her legitimate worry and concern about her son being on the autism spectrum. This causes him to first mimic actions before processing words. We need to develop a recognized form of identification, like a license plate, that it does for handicapped drivers. Perhaps an armband, scarf, hat for anyone with this disability. The person would be educated to wear this whenever they leave the house alone for their own safety. It might be a special color or pattern eventually designated to represent the disability. A group of interested, motivated people could work on all the details, including a copyright, and police officers, emergency personnel, would be trained to recognize the symbol. There would have to be well-qualified professional diagnosis to be allowed to wear the identification and penalties for anyone not authorized to wear it, but hopefully this can happen before a tragedy happens to some innocent person over something they can't control. This from Elizabeth Stapleton, a win-win-win from the May 2022 article. How wonderful to read about the gift that St. James made to the Florida Bahamas Synod. The Synod then shared about 10% of this generous gift with ELCA Churchwide Ministries. It would even be more heartwarming if the Synod had kept 10% and given the 90% to others. This from Donald Bolkin of Indianola, Iowa. He's writing about the April 22 article on faithful engagement. As one who has spent his career as a civil rights investigator, and after becoming an attorney, an administrative law judge hearing civil rights cases, I was saddened to see that my fellow Lutherans were taken in by the false teachings of the 1619 Project, a narrative which falsely claims that the American Revolution was fought to preserve slavery, provides gross misrepresentations on Abraham Lincoln's views on race, and promotes the pretense that American economic progress was due to slavery, when slavery undoubtedly crippled economic progress in the South. I would heartily recommend Carol Swain's Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. The report of the 1776 Commission, Mary Garber's debunking of the 1619 Project, exposing the plan to divide America, and Kathleen Brush's Racism and Anti-Racism in the World, Before and After 1945, as antidotes to the 1619 Project. It's important that all aspects of America's racial history be explored using accurate sources. The Iowa legislation mentioned in the article doesn't forbid accurate teaching about slavery and discrimination. It does provide such teaching to be done without promoting racial stereotypes or scapegoating. It promotes Dr. King's principle that people should be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin.